You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Union Government has approved a scheme to promote manufacturing of electric vehicles in India and position the country as an EV manufacturing hub. The policy aims to attract investments in the EV space from global EV manufacturers. This move is expected to provide clarity to global EV majors such as Elon Musk-led Tesla, which have been mulling setting up a plant in the country, but wanted special sops. This, the government expects, will provide Indian consumers with access to latest technology, boost the Make in India initiative, and strengthen the EV ecosystem by promoting healthy competition among EV players, leading to high volume of production, economies of scale, and lower cost of production, among other things. Next up, McDonald's India, North and East on Friday announced it has joined ONDC network to enhance customer accessibility. The partnership signifies the brand's efforts to reach closer to customers by penetrating additional digital platforms, it said. The menu of McDonald's India, North and East will now be available across ONDC buyers' applications, with exclusive a la carte and meal options. Rajiv Ranjan, Managing Director, McDonald's India, North and East, said, quote, "This is a significant step in our journey of making the McDonald's experience more accessible to existing and new customers," end quote. By integrating with the ONDC network, McDonald's North and East India is well positioned to leverage the power of technology to expand its reach, the firm said. Moving on, enhancing the preparation for the upcoming Hajj season. SpiceJet on Friday finalized a lease agreement for two wide-body A340 planes to strengthen its fleet operations during the pilgrimage journey. The wide-body aircraft will be operated from key cities like Srinagar and Guwahati. The move underscores the airline's commitment to delivering exceptional travel experiences while maximizing revenue streams. Head of Leasing and Legal, SpiceJet, Chandan Sun, said, quote, "We are happy to announce the finalization of the lease agreement for the induction of two wide-body A340 aircrafts into our fleet, further enhancing our capacity to serve the needs of our passengers, especially during the upcoming Hajj operations," end quote. In other news, the deadline to switch from Paytm FASTag to others ends today. The NHAI extended the deadline for obtaining new FASTags until March 15th due to the Reserve Bank of India's restriction on the use of Paytm Payments Bank as an authorized service provider. Among the 7 core FASTag users in India, Paytm accounts for approximately 2 crore, constituting nearly 30% of the total user base. The digital payment platform has been inundated with requests to close both its wallet and FASTag accounts as it strives to secure new banking partners to sustain its services. Starting today, Paytm FASTag users will no longer have the option to recharge their accounts due to the RBI's directive prohibiting Paytm Payments Bank from facilitating top-ups. Moving ahead, Godrej & Boyce announced that its business, Godrej Interio, is planning to expand its mattress category to Rs 250 crore in the next 3 years. The brand will be focusing on enhancing its portfolio of mattresses across all price ranges and diversifying into related categories like sofa beds, mattress beds, bases, and accessories for optimal posture support. The brand has recently launched a series of innovative mattresses ranging from the AirSense mattress, featuring a removable and washable 3D silver mesh top for optimal breathability and temperature regulation. Dev Sarkar, Senior Vice President, B2C, Godrej Interio, said, quote, "In India, the rising stress and anxiety of modern life are reshaping the mattress industry," end quote. Meanwhile, Kotak Mahindra Bank on Friday announced that the Board of Directors have approved the appointment of Jaideep Hansraj, currently Managing Director of Kotak Securities Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of the bank, as Group President. In a regulatory filing, it said, quote, "With reference to the caption subject, we wish to inform you that, as part of the organizational restructuring at the bank, the Board of Directors have, at their meeting held today, appointed Jaideep Hansraj, currently Managing Director of Kotak Securities Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of the bank, as Group President, One Kotak of the bank, for engaging in the collaboration and oversight of subsidiaries of the bank," end quote. In his new role, Jaideep Hansraj will be a senior management personnel of the bank. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices ended Friday's trading session in the negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 dropped 123 points or 0.40% to settle at 20,937.10, while the BSE Sensex plunged 453.85 points or 0.62% to 72,643.43. Bank Nifty Index ended lower by 195.85 points or 0.42% to settle at 46,594.10. The broader indices ended in negative territory, with gain led by small cap stocks. Media and FMCG stocks ends marginally higher among the other sectoral indices, while auto and energy stocks shed. UPL, Bharti Airtel, HDFC Life Insurance, Bajaj Finance, and Adani Ports and SEZ were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the laggards includes Mahindra & Mahindra, BPCL, Coal India, Tata Motors and Hero Motor Corp. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.